Hey friends, welcome to the Stationery Cafe Happy Hour. This is April from Penguins Creative, and we have Kelly from Kelly Love Letters here with me again to talk about all things stationery and fun stuff in the community. Especially this week, we have a lot to talk about. Hey Kelly!
Hey April, how are you this cozy evening?
I know, we're recording this early because Thanksgiving, everyone's had stuff to do, and I'm doing really well. It's 7 p.m., I'm fatigued, I'm tired, I'm very happy being a puppy mom, but other than that, I'm actually really enjoying this stationery reprieve with my drink.
Yeah.
Which is a Trader Joe's sparkling cranberry ginger beer sort of stuff. So I was like, Thanksgiving, let's have some cranberry ginger juice.
I have not been there in a while, so I didn't know. I myself have a, what is this called? A stash tea, breakfast in Paris is what it's called. And it's kind of like lavender breakfast tea. I don't know. It's really good. And I drink it at night because whatever.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Well,
cheers. Cheers to a lovely evening.
Yeah. Cheers.
We have a lot to talk about. Well, for me this week, something new. I actually just want to like talk about all the cool sale that I know of. For the upcoming Black Friday, Small Business Saturday that follows Black Friday, and then also Cyber Monday, right? And then for many of the places and stores that are based in Japan, they actually are just doing like, you know, sales till the end of November. So there's a lot of that too. Well, but something new, if we do have to tack one in, that would be the Archon Olive subscription box, which I'm sure would have already been sold out by the time we talked about it.
it's pretty exciting.
I know, like we both kind of fell for Archon Olive, you with the blackout notebook, me with the mystery box, and you know, their new cool acrylograph pens. So they started having a lot more variety that is kind of different from the bullet journaling typicals, which is like the A5 size, you know.
Yes.
They have the square notebook, they have the traveler's notebook size. And, you know, I think in this subscription box, there's pens, the acrylograph pens, but packaged in a smaller package, like instead of a set of like, what was it, eight?
Yeah,
it's like a set of five. And
yeah, they actually had like a sneak peek photo of a little tiny sleeve. Might even have been three or five or something.
Yeah, I was just about to say, don't quote me on that. I'm not really sure how many are in there, but it looks like there's a notebook that's exclusive to the box. And I don't know. I feel like I read somewhere there's a washi tape. Like, they're trying to be all accessories to the stationery, like the journaling habit. So it's quarterly, thank goodness.
Yeah, it says that the value is $175 per box, but the box itself is like $70, which is a lot. It's definitely not cheap, but I feel like probably with what you get, it'll be worth it. But April and I were talking a little. I feel like both of us have a plethora, like the two of us could open a stationery store with our own stash. Like, we could have April and Kelly pop up.
We totally could.
I feel like for me personally, I'm not going to be doing it, at least not right away. I'm curious to see like what it's like.
And then we'll let everyone else be the lab rat first. Although a lot of our friends that we know are influencers, and like, you know, they got to sneak peek the Archon Olive sooner. So we're all really excited to hear what they have to say what they have to show or make of. So I'm really, really excited and looking forward to that. But other than that, Nico Neko is doing a 10% off early Black Friday since Monday too. So you have that till, I think, Black Friday. I personally am subscribed to Sticky Club, who recently just renovated their website, and they hinted at a Black Friday sale. So we'll see. I think the past years they've been doing like huge sales, and I think I might have even partake in one of them. And I'm really excited because I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast before, but they started collaborating with a lot more Instagram artists and like designers and like, well, they're not Instagram artists, but they're like artists that does stuff that shows on Instagram and lots of people know about them. Like the most recent one is Love Soup. And mm-hmm. you know, that one was just like sold out so fast. So I'm really excited to kind of go back onto the website and pick up a few of the individual sheets with the past artists, like Blue Bean is one of my favorite from Malaysia. And yeah, there's just a lot of them, and I'm excited and can't wait to see. And I still have the app and calendar from them, still somewhere in Portland. I'm at the in-laws that I can't wait to unbox if once you know we get to meet. I know that Cute Things from Japan also has a 10% off till the end of November. So definitely, I don't know. I'm a huge fan of Cuties from Japan, so but I can't buy from them anymore. So it's like, I think I'm done for the year. But you guys, you know, definitely go take advantage of that.
Definitely.
Another brand and shop I want to particularly also mention is Car Club from Constellation & Co. Sarah, who's been on our podcast before, she is now like just a one-woman show running Constellation & Co. And she has this thing called Car Club, which is similar to the Oblation Letterpress Express, where it's a greeting card subscription. And so she mentioned on her Twitter, I believe, or maybe one of her posts, that if you are a Car Club member, you get more discounts for her sale on Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. And, you know,
sweet
for us to, you know, not just go ham with the shopping on Black Friday, but I think it's important for us to support small businesses as well, because
definitely
with all the crazy things that's going down, especially with the new more stricter rules probably everywhere in the country now, those small businesses are gonna get hurt the most. So
definitely
check her out. And I love that she is doing something to really, like, you know, take care of herself and her family. She she basically set a deadline that to shop at her place, the cutoff is December 1st, and she's gonna like take a break to kind of just kind of focus on the family. But she has a bunch of very nice holiday and Christmas card designs that she kind of came up with that are like snail mail, mailbox themed. Like, that's her thing. So if you're really cute into those kind of I guess theme, definitely go check out Constellation and Co. And I guess that's kind of what I know of for now, but I'm pretty sure if you go around on to many Facebook groups, we might even start a thread in the Station and Cafe Facebook community for people to kind of just throw in shops or things they've found.
I like that.
that are interesting, because I'm sure a lot of sticker shops on Etsy, the ones that we enjoy, would probably do sales as well for either for Black Friday or the Small Business Saturday. So, you know, this is a good time to not just buy stationery for yourself, but also get them as like stocking stuffers, right? For gifts to enable friends and, you know, get them into this habit. For example, I heard from Nita from A Blank Note that she kind of enabled her friend by sending her like an entire like stationery care package to get her friend to like join her in the stationary activity. So
that always feels really good.
So I think I have a lot of extra stuff that I can totally do this too. In fact, Phyllis and I will probably be hosting a giveaway really soon featuring some of our stuff. I'm not gonna call it de-stash, but more like stuff that could find a better home, because, you know, we don't have time to use all of them, but they're all still going to be really fun and cool stuff that we like. Because I pretty much purge all the jelly stickers and all those stuff like a year ago now. Like everything I own right now are what I use and what I love. And we just kind of want to share the Stationery Cafe love through this giveaway. So look out for that.
That's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So my new item is not at anything like what April just talked about.
I just kind of like spit out a bunch of information.
Well, so I was browsing Yoseika's website the other day, and you know, like we do. And I've realized that they released their first original washi tape, which of course is very exciting and will be kind of the theme. I mean, I'm just talking about washi tape this whole episode because I guess I'm just really excited about it right now. So this washi was created at the beginning of the COVID lockdown because the owners spent so much time with their kitty named Esther. And they say that looking at the tape reminds them of those precious moments that they shared with her during all the time cooped up at home. And I thought that was adorable because it really rings true with my own quarantine time. And it's literally just like a kitty paw that's like, it looks like a black one and then a red one. And then it just repeats black, red, black, red. It's very simple, but I love it. I think it's really cute.
I remember back when they were cooped up at home and they were doing ink tests on like craft paper, and they were like dropping it, and then you would see like Esther kind of walking along it amongst the ink bottles. I think they shared a few of those photos too.
Yes, I just love the story behind that, and I just loved it.
Did you see their tote bag that they came up with as well?
I saw you talking about it, but I don't think I actually looked at it.
It's a green one, first of all. And then it's just got the huge store sign, the Yoseika logo, Yoseika stationery store. So it's kind of like a stationery shop tote. So
yes.
It's like a side
tote. That's cute. Tote,
and it looks really spacious for our stationary carrying needs. I mean, if I live in New York, I probably would like carry that and like walk on the streets. But
well, I for some reason I thought that it was, because I remember seeing this on their Instagram, and I thought it was like a promotional kind of Christmas situation. I don't know, but I guess they're just selling it. And it does say here that they're a waterproof nylon lined canvas. That's pretty cool.
No, I think they really went the length to kind of look for the material they really like.
Yeah.
And, you know, the structure, the design. And you know what? I'm just going to add one more thing to this new tote situation.
Yeah.
I saw that Baumkuchen is also having their 10th anniversary celebration tote.
Oh, no.
Also,
why are you telling
nice.
Me this? Oh, geez.
It's a collaboration with the Superior Labor, too. So
of course it is.
So it's that really nice canvas with the paint. So, you know, I love when stationery stores or brands, you know, come out with their own thing and, you know, with the logo of the store. And I would totally carry these totes.
Wait, are you talking about the analog bag?
No, it's not.
Oh,
if you go to their new arrival or new items, it's kind of, or even just their homepage, if you scroll down, it's probably one of the first thing you see. It's got this pink paint that kind of lines the bottom, which is kind of signature of the design of the Superior Labor totes. But this is also like a full like body length tote bag.
Oh, I see it. Okay, that took me a while to find. Yeah, that one is really cute.
So yeah, I love how like stores are just coming out with their own things, like more and more. Nico Nico does that too. Cute Things from Japan does that too.
So you're
and
saying,
I'm wearing a Stickerific T-shirt right now that says,
"Oh, you are? Oh yeah,
Puglia, Chewy, and me."
That's so cute though. Oh my god.
So when we start like attiring in stationery store items.
Yes.
It's really integrated.
So I'm feeling like if we had a tote at Oblation, I think we used to have one, but we must have stopped ordering them or something. But I'm imagining like this kind of dark olive green with a cream Oblation on the front. Like we could do something like that.
That would be nice.
Yeah. I've got ideas.
And we should have the Stationery Cafe t-shirts, right? Like,
yes,
we talk
so
about
should.
That.
Oh my gosh, with like Dr. Wu.
Yeah, maybe we can think about doing that for 2021.
Yes, I'm here for it.
TSC swag.
Yes. So what's your item that you own?
So today I was thinking about what I wanted to share, and I was like, oh, I talk about a lot of things, and let me just kind of like dig around what I've been using recently and what I really enjoy. And I came across two rolls of washi tape, and one is really old. Like, I literally acquired it 5 years ago, but mm-hmm. this other one I got recently from that maskingtape.com.tw sale that I talked about last time. Also same brand, they're round top die-cut washi tapes. So yes. Round Top is a really amazing Japanese washi brand that actually makes a lot of washi tapes for individual artists and creators. But yeah. they have their own kind of die-cut design. So I am like, I just cannot resist like these Japanese storefront or Japanese motifs.
Oh my God. It makes me feel like I'm in Japan.
Exactly. Like, you know, sometimes you just kind of want those washi tapes that has like all the feels of Japan and kind of reminds me of my travels. So I have one that are like, you know, just kind of like, if you're not in the city, sometimes if you go kind of walk a little bit to the neighborhood areas, there will be like shop that looks kind of like not as modern, and so there's one that's just kind of like that, and there's even like an electricity pole with like a Shiba Inu.
Oh my god, I love that.
It's chilling out next to it. But this new row that I got, I'm just so in love with it. It's the onsen theme. So basically,
so cute.
Hot springs, you know.
And the monkey.
Yes, the monkey that also bathe in the hot spring, even though I don't know if I ever do that, but yeah. I'm just a sucker for bath and like hot springs.
Yes.
And using this right now during the winter just always gives me that warm like vibe, like
the good feels.
Yes. So
I love that.
I think I have like a festive one somewhere, you know, with the omatsuri where there's usually like, you know, fast food or like the yakisoba stand. But
takoyaki.
I know, but I couldn't find it right now. But I know I have it somewhere. So those are my three round tub die cut washi tapes. And I remember when these first came out, like, you know, 5 years ago, people were like, whoa, that's so cute. Washi tape, that could be a sticker flake, you know? And now it's just like, everyone has these things. Every brand basically do this now. So I just kind of want to like go retro a little bit and like point this out.
Totally. That's a good segue into one of mine, because I decided I would talk about some of my favorite washi tapes that I own in general. And I was looking at my box. I have one of those big Daiso boxes. It's just this clear plastic situation that is definitely stuffed too full.
I remember I've been to your place and it was just like full and like kind of some are kind of layered on top because they spilled out.
It doesn't really fit all the way, but I guess I refuse to get another box because I'm in denial. But I was just looking at what are my favorite ones, and I realized that all of my favorites kind of have a white background, which I thought was interesting. Okay, I'm gonna show the camera as well really quick. I did a little swatch.
Nice.
So I have the round top die cut washi that's the bookshelf.
Oh yeah,
so
I it's like that one. That one's very popular as well.
Yeah, so all the little books are like, you know, cut around. And then I have this Narita Airport one, and I'd never noticed it has this little cow.
What?
And it's got like Mount Fuji, the Narita Airport, an airplane, some bonsai. It's got like Tokyo Tower and Hachiko, you know, all the things.
Is that the one you can only get at the airport store?
I'm pretty sure it is, because I tried to look it up on their website, even the Japanese site, and it wasn't on there. And I'm like, okay, I think it's only at the Narita location. And then another one, I realize three of these I got in Japan. And the third one that I think I might have talked about before is the really cute Shikiori Sailor inks.
Yeah.
That are just like tiny little hand-drawn bottles, and then it has the name of the ink next to it, and it just kind of like repeats.
Right. You said you got it from the pen show last year.
Yes, it was at the Sailor booth, and I have no idea where you would find this washi. Like, it's probably on Etsy somewhere. I don't know. But that was one of the first things I bought at the pen show. I like beeline to the Sailor booth. I was like, Sailor washi.
I know. It's kind of like, it's kind of like those Japanese brand that put themselves on washi tape, like Hobonichi used to have one, but only available if you buy the Avec and like the happier Avec. So I never got my hands on that, but I have a friend send me a little sample. Used it all up.
And so the final and most, I think my number one favorite washi I've ever had, which is kind of a big thing to say, is this one I got at Collage that's got pigeons and junk food. So it's like a pigeon looking at you, and then a hamburger, and then a pigeon looking to the side, and a soda. And like, it's just so silly, and like, I don't know, it makes me happy.
Is it like a reference that, you know, pigeons are in like, are like the street rats that fly or something?
Yes, and I mean, maybe it's
and so they kind of like are usually around or like trying to take your food if you're like walking and eating with food.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
So I and that's the only one that actually doesn't have a brand on it. Did I mention I got it from Collage?
Yeah, you did,
in Portland. So yeah, I don't know, but it's adorable.
I know. They source a lot of their washi from various places. So sometimes you would see those that, I've seen this on Etsy before. Or, I kind of see this on AliExpress. Or, I've seen this, you know, in the typical Japanese like, tape places. But they just kind of like mash them all together without the original packaging. And so you just kind of see them naked, you know. So it's hard to find out which one. Let's move on to something we want, and this one I'm super excited for.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited too.
At first I was like, no, limited edition again? But so this is Uniball 1, the new and improved Uniball pen, Autumn Winter Limited Edition. And the only reason I know about this is because one of our listeners, Tricia, who is in the Stationery Cafe Facebook group, she's in Japan, so she shared a review of these new pens that she got, and I was hoping so much that someone would probably carry it, hopefully in the US soon, but I heard that Tokyo Pen Shops is doing it, so
I was thinking that would be my first guess.
So it comes in three sets of these new limited edition. And I don't know if I've talked about the Uniball one before, but Yoseika has a really in-depth kind of like review about them. So essentially they are like, you know, more pigmented, it's faster to dry. I think it comes with in 0.38 and 0.5 size, and I have both and I love them both. So these three new colors comes in three sets. It comes in morning time study set with three colors, specifically like this turquoise blue, coral, ash brown. And then the next set is daytime study. That is one that I love the most because it has this green called pistachio green, sunflower yellow, and blue gray. And then finally, a nighttime study set. I actually don't know why they want to name it that way, but I feel like, what does this have to do with autumn and winter, right? But anyway, the nighttime study, obviously a darker tone, framboise, which is this really rich purple, a little bit of a pink to it. Navy blue and citron, which is, Tricia described it as if the pistachio green and the sunflower yellow had a baby, it would be citron.
That's awesome.
So I'm like in love with these. And so only the nighttime study one is 0.5. The rest of them are 0.38, which is right down, right down my alley, because I love the 0.38 more than the 0.5.
I wonder what made them decide to do that, though.
I know. Like, why don't you just come out with three sets of both sizes, right? Like, why do you test us this way? But they're just going to do that. And I wonder...
I think they're great.
I wonder if they're debuting it. They're probably not debuting it during Bungu Joshi, but like, because I'm looking through the hashtag. But I love these pens so much. And I'm definitely grabbing the daytime study set. And if I could buy the nighttime study in a single... Actually, no, I'll just get the set, because I realize I want...
Can you buy singles?
I don't know.
It's like... They're very aesthetically pleasing the way they've put them all together and like
the packaging.
I certainly don't need more gel pens, and in fact I'm trying to like not buy more because like I've got a big stash.
And also you're predominantly fountain pen user, right?
That's so, right. So thankfully. It's kind of my goal to like not buy more gel pens until I actually start running out of them. Like
that's a good goal.
Yeah, which will be a long time.
I have a lot of gel pens too, but I just love using them so much. Like actually I have a lot of fountain pens. Well, I don't have a lot of fountain pens, but definitely more than the usual person. Like I have like like seven, but I surprisingly don't use them a lot in my Hobonichi because I just always goes for my like colorful gel pen collection.
Yeah.
And I have so much of them as well. But yeah, it's just another new thing in the horizon, and this is new and I definitely want it. So I'm putting it in the I want section. And as soon as it shows up on Tokyo Pen Shop, you bet I'm first to snatch one up.
You are gonna nab it. Yeah.
What's something you want?
Well, you know, of course, I never remember whose YouTube videos I'm watching, but someone I was watching recently, you know, a planner person was talking about, she had mentioned quite a few different sites that she bought from, and one of them is called Paper Geek Co., which is stationery and gifts. So they have lots of washi tape that they release through their site. The ones that I wanted to talk about specifically were these, like, moon phase ones that are very simple. It's just like a single color background the whole time and then gold foil of each moon phase, and it just repeats. And I have probably like, you know, five moon phase washi tapes, but none of them are quite like this. And they have lots of kind of esoteric designs, like pentacles and crystals. They've got some magical, like, wand-looking things. It's they just have a plethora of different washi tapes that are, like, gold-foiled and beautiful and pretty-looking.
But this set is called Magic with a K.
Yes, I love that. It was CK.
Yeah, M-A-G-I-C-K. Magic.
And there's another one that's, like, called Lunar Magic Jet Black, which has, it's, like, black background with white star constellations, and then it also has moons, and it's just
I like the moonlit aurora
set. Yes, yeah, and that one has the pretty mountains. It's very nature.
Yes, that's what really caught my eye.
Yeah, so you know, I just wanted to shout out another shop that I hadn't heard of because they look gorgeous. So
oh my god, I'm looking at Golden Spice Autumn Shimmer.
Oh, so I know.
It has the moon phase as well, but then it has the mountains, but with like a starry sky with a shooting star.
Ooh. How come I didn't notice that one?
It was a September release.
Yeah.
That's pretty. The set is pretty.
Yeah.
Not sure how I feel about the snake, though, but...
I know, I'm not a snake fan myself, but, you know, it's witchy, so let's just go with it.
Let's just go with it. I like that.
Yeah.
Nice. New washi tape. I like learning about these new stores. I
feel yes, like me too.
Should dig more out as we advance into the end of this year.
like we need to do that.
I know, right? I know I have friends keep talking about like Paper Gang or like other places like that has like really interesting washi tapes. Even Peppercon Arts is also selling washi tapes now. So I'm just like, everyone is just giving me all the washi tape, but I'm already awaiting like 20 washi tapes from
from
London Giftie. So I'm seriously,
I totally forgot. I forgot that I ordered one from you too. That's
like no more.
Oh yeah. Man.
Well, something we're not buying.
Mm.
Bomb Kitchen also came out with new canvas cover series. You know how last year, well, I think earlier this year or late last year for the planner season, they came out with the three like Japanese food theme one, like matcha, adzuki, and sesame covers.
Yes.
That comes in variety of sizes, A5, B6 slim, A5 slim, passport size, you know, all that. And I love that series. And this year they came out with a new one that's a kind of more, I would say, landscape inspired, because there's the Mojave.
I don't actually know how to say that either.
I'm kind of embarrassed, but I think it's like an American desert.
Oh yeah, desert in South California.
Exactly. So it's a khaki color with like I think it was green, and then there's one called Shoreline, and then the last one I really threw it to our friend Mara because she's really into pink. Rose latte. So
I love the rose latte too. I feel like Mara's more of a pink girl than I am, but I do love it too.
So this series, again, I feel like they really like to come out like seasonally different color combinations, which is really nice. And like, you know, you're not afraid that you won't find the one that really hits you with all the cool color choices that they have. And I guess that's kind of the flexibility of the Superior Labor as well, because it literally is canvas with a variety of paint colors.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, April, is this on your you're not buy right now list?
Well, it's on the not buy because, like, as I said, these colors are nice, but they didn't really hit me that much.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I'm not worried because I know I can just wait till like the next time they release new colors, or hopefully Wanderlust by TSL will also do more cover design.
I'm so about that.
I know, right? So I like, to be honest, I like matcha and azuki way better.
Yes.
So if I do have to pull the trigger, I will probably go for those first. And even the sesame, like I want one of each. Like I wish I could have all three in one color. That would be so cool.
See, I'm like considering getting something for my thinking of you planner that I in 100% did not think I was going to buy, but surprise, I did.
Yeah,
like 5 minutes after she told me it was on the shop, I was like, boom.
That's a blank note, by the way. And I'm sure by the time this episode comes out on the day before Thanksgiving, it's probably already sold out, guys.
It just might be. I have no idea how much stock she got in, but I wanted to be on it because I just want to experiment with it. I want to play around, see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting because next year all of us would have one.
I know.
And we can all get to see how we use it. And then, you know, maybe this would be the newest hype stationery journal for 2022.
We're just going to build it up.
2022. Oh my gosh.
I love the sound of 2022.
Me too.
I have so much hope for that year.
Me too.
2021 is like, let's be a little hopeful, but 2022 is like, yeah, let's get them.
Nice.
Oh.
Well, what's your not buy list?
Well,
sounds like a you want it list though.
Oh, it is definitely an I want it list. So it's This website, or it's not a website, it's an Etsy store in the UK. It's called Note and Wish. I feel like it's one of those, like, a blank note, like, taken out. It's names that can go...
Noteworthy.
But this shop, they have quite a few delicious washi tapes, but they also have some really nice wax seals.
I like that you said delicious washi tapes.
Well, it is. I mean, don't you just want to eat it?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm already clicking into all the washi tape, yes. But no, let's focus on the wax seal.
So this particular wax seal, I mean, I have fallen in love with a few wax seals in my day. I don't have that many. I think I have 4. I guess that's a lot for a normal person. But so this one is a cup of tea that's very cutely drawn, and I really like the detail they added. It's got like a little sprig inside of it and a little like steam, and then a little tiny moon on top.
And the tag, right? That says
yes.
Cha.
Yes, it says cha, and it's so cute. And I just want to say it's on my no-buy list because I don't need another wax seal. But this may end up being on my, like, buy later list.
I know. Speaking of wax seal, London Gifties have a lot of, like, cozy winter-themed wax seals. Oh. Like, the seal, not the wax. So it's really nice. The stamps, the wax seal stamp.
Yes.
But I'm not stepping into that rabbit hole.
I know. You've stayed pretty strong on that one.
Well, I think part of it's because I'm afraid of fires. So, like, that's just kind of, yes, that helps.
It's a good way. I don't know if I've told the story before about how I, scorched my rug on this podcast.
Oh no.
Because I had a sheet of wax paper out, mm-hmm. and I wanted to like make a bunch at once and like stick them on later with a glue dot or something. And so the wax came off of the candle, or not candle, the stick, on fire. So then when it hit the wax paper, mm-hmm. it burst into flames. And I immediately like blew on it because that was my instinct reaction, and I was like, no, blowing on it makes it worse. And then there's a tiny scorch mark on my rug because of it. So even if you think you know what you're doing, probably don't do what I did.
I love that. That's the kind of story that scares me away from using wax seal. Like, I've been to
I've learned my lesson now. You've learned
the lesson. So there's a few times I went to like the Puget Sound correspondence mm-hmm. Meetups where they just write happy mail, and I have to ask people to help me light the wax. And I just do the stamping part once that's done. Like, I can't do anything else.
It is scary. I will tell you that.
let's pray I'll never get over that fear, because I know that's another rabbit hole to fall into in the stationary journaling community.
For sure. Most definitely.
So yeah, I think that's a very warm and cozy end to this week's Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving happy hour, and you know, something really exciting that's happening this Friday. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Friday Asia time, so our Thursday, which is Thanksgiving night. I would totally suggest for everyone to go on to Bungu Joshi Instagram, because it's happening.
Oh my gosh. I'm so going to do that, because I'm just going to be with my mom, and she loves stationery. So we're just going to be stationery girls together.
Exactly. And I also suggest like following those accounts of people who are in Japan, like Rainbowholic, Mitz, maybe Q Things from Japan. I'm not really sure. Our friend who moved from San Francisco to Tokyo right now, called Tori, and she's gonna be going to the event as well. And Tokyo Inkling CY is going too, and he said he'd be sharing a few photos on his Instagram story. So CY's Instagram handle is Tokyo Station Pens, and even if you are not there, I'm sure a lot of people will be sharing. So I would highly suggest looking up the Japanese hashtag, Bungu Joshi in kanji, which I think you can, if you just pop over to their Instagram, which is spelled Bungo Joshi in English, you can easily find those hashtags to look into.
Definitely.
We can't wait to see what items are reviewed, right? Yes. Like after Friday, that's usually after Bungo Joshi is when all the new items starts, you know, appearing on the market,
because
they debut at the event and then they start selling the Christmas or the new year after.
So that's great. After I thought, after November, I'm probably not going to spend as much money.
Yeah, like I can totally see Papier Platz, like, you know, Eric Small Thing probably has new stuff.
Yeah.
And then Mitsutama. And
damn it, Mizutama.
Delphonics, like all these brands with like the pouches, the pens. Everyone's probably going to go crazy over the selection. So I can't wait. I'm glad we're moving into the new year soon and we will have a brand new budget by then.
Yes, let's hope so. I mean, oh my gosh, so embarrassing for myself.
Anyway, have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone. You know, enjoy time at home. Maybe if you have time, you know, instead of, you know, worrying about, you know, family that you can't meet or see during this holiday this year, because it's just so weird, you know, spend some time making stationery, doing cards, or write Thanksgiving cards to family members or friends. And that would be a fun activity to do for the occasion.
I think so. It's another way to show your love.
Exactly. So we'll see you guys next week for new updates and more stationery news. And have a great week. Bye.
Bye.